For months, the Cuomo administration has been signaling that it might permit the gas drilling process known as hydrofracking in a few areas in the Marcellus Shale region, where the majority of people and communities want the gas drilling process to begin. Department of Environmental Conservation Commissioner Joe Martens, when asked about it, did not rule out the possibility of a pilot-type program. The New York Times reports that senior environmental officials now say they will very likely pursue that strategy. Five town supervisors from the Southern Tier region whose communities are in favor of fracking came to the Capitol to say they are eager to get started.
We've got to have something.
Sandy Rogers is from the town of Bradford in Steuben County, population 700.
The people in our township supportive of some type of economic development. The gas drilling is one way for us to do it. It brings that income back into our community.
Rogers says her town has deteriorated in recent decades, and most residents are either elderly or on public assistance, and there are few services and amenities.
They have one restaurant, they have one gas station, and they have one bar. All connected together.
She says the only source of jobs is farming, and many farmers are on the financial edge as they struggle to sell products and pay high property taxes. Many hold leases with the gas companies and are eager to sell the gas that's believed to be under their properties. Jim Finch is town supervisor of Conklin, which borders the southern tier city of Binghamton, and has suffered from two devastating floods in recent years. He holds up a map of his town. The farmers and other landowners that want gas drilling to begin are marked in red. The map is nearly solid red.
90% of these people that are in here are all senior citizens trying to survive from paying high school taxes and property taxes. And this is the only thing that's going to save them from divvying up their farms or their acreage that they have to keep surviving.
Don't make our homes a sacrifice zone. Don't make our homes a sacrifice zone.
Outside the room where the town supervisors held their event, anti-fracking groups chanted and protested. The group also rallied at Governor Cuomo's offices. John Armstrong with Frack Action says people in the drilling regions will see their water poisoned and risk getting sick.
We will not carve New York State up into a sacrificial zone in the southern tier and create one giant love canal down there. That is not okay.
Siobhan Burke was born and raised in Steuben County and now lives near Albany. She's strongly against the limited fracking going forward in her former home, and she says it won't bring the economic relief that supporters hope for.
The Southern Tier has been an economic sacrifice zone in New York for a very long time already. And contrary to the claims of the gas industry, fracking is only going to make that situation worse. The job creation claims have been vastly inflated. The infrastructural costs have been played down by the industry.
Last June, the Cuomo administration appeared to put approval of fracking on a fast track, moving ahead with an environmental impact statement and setting up a timeline that could have led to permits by the end of 2011. But in recent months, the process has slowed to a crawl. Public hearings were held, and the Department of Environmental Conservation has said for months now that it's still examining the over 66,000 comments it received. Conklin Supervisor Finch says the people in his town are waiting, and they're running out of options.
And in Conklin, if we don't get it, we're done. Simple fact, we're done.
The Cuomo administration is expected to publicly announce its plans for fracking in New York later this year. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.